This weekend, a group of American lawmakers is traveling through Iraq, visiting the place where they just agreed to spend billions for Iraq's reconstruction. The congressmen arrived after a deadly series of attacks on U.S. forces, including the downing of two U.S. helicopters. We've reached two of those lawmakers, one Democrat and one Republican. Jim Colby is the Republican chairman of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations, and we will start with him. Can you just give me a sense from your first day inside Iraq, what you've seen and what your sense of things is?
Well, I was in Iraq in August with Senator McCain, and there's no doubt that the tension is a bit heightened. There have been more of the bombings. There's no question, I think, that there's a greater security problem. But I think at the same time, one ought to note that we're making significant progress in a lot of areas. And I think that it's easy to just put your finger on the events that take place every day. It's like the crime that takes place in New York City or any other major city, and not focus on the good things that are happening that are in a very positive way that demonstrate the progress that we are making there.
Let me bring in your Democratic colleague, David Price, who is a member of the House Appropriations Committee. Congressman Price, do you think that U.S. forces and their civilian counterparts now have the resources they need to win in Iraq?
Well, certainly the supplemental appropriation, the $87 billion that was voted on, finalized in recent days, will help do the job with the funding of the military and then the almost $20 billion for reconstruction activities. The consensus seems to be that this gives the resources for most of the next year.
Have either of you seen anything during your trip so far that gives a different sense of what's happening in Iraq than perhaps what Americans might read in the newspapers, see on television, or hear on the radio?
This is David Price. This is my first visit here, and the main impression I have from the day that is new is just the utter extent of the devastation here. We visited a power plant that I will never forget, just the enormity of the task of getting an installation like that up and running.
Congressman Colby, you had said at one point recently that getting information from the Bush administration about this situation was like pulling teeth. You had some frustrations on that score. Are our officials telling you everything you want to know as you travel around?
I think we're getting good information over here. It has been just difficult at home back in Washington to really get the straight story from everybody. I still have a lot of concerns about the way we're running some of the reconstruction efforts here. I think the administration is opening itself up to some serious criticisms that are likely to come down the pike about some of the contracts. Not that there's anything criminal that's going on, but I just think people are going to be concerned that there hasn't been the openness, the competitiveness to it. We need to have more transparency to this whole operation, and that's one of the things we keep encouraging, to get more systems in place, have the auditors here, have the people who can report on this. I realize this is a chaotic situation, and a lot of stuff is being done ad hoc, but I think they need to get more of the systems in place so people have greater confidence that in the way our dollars are being spent over here. There's a lot of money we're spending.
Are the American contracts...
One of the things that came out of this congressional debate over the supplemental appropriation was, in fact, some very concrete requirements placed on the administration for an accounting of funds expended, accounting of the plans for the funds we just voted, transparency, competitive bidding, a number of requirements which the administration is simply going to have to respond to.
Jim Colby, I just note that those were all added during the debate. They were mostly added in the committee, in the House Committee Appropriations Committee, and I think we do have some good reporting requirements in there.
I wonder if any contractors have been meeting with you in Iraq, taking this chance to bend your ear about what they're doing that they think they're doing right.
David Price, we have certainly seen some of the people who are involved in the contract activity, and I must say that the discussion at home of the need to subcontract with Iraqis and to pay some attention to the effect of all this on building the Iraqi economy seems to have had some effect.
Jim Colby, I think we need to remember that most of the actual work is being done by Iraqis here, the subcontractors, and there's some very good subcontractors. Last time I was here in August, we went to the convention center where they actually have an office that's opened with all computers set up where all the contracts and that are available are on there, where Iraqi businessmen can come in there and take a look at that and see what things that they can bid on. We did meet with the Bechtel contractors that are responsible for this project of rehabilitating the power plant that we saw here today. It's a massive task. It's going to be many millions of dollars.
Jim Colby is a Republican congressman from Arizona. He's in the midst of a visit to Iraq. Thanks very much, Congressman.
Thank you very much. Good talking with you, Steve.
David Price is a Democratic congressman from North Carolina. He's also in the midst of that visit. Congressman, thanks very much.
Thank you.